If there is something that you really want to do, that you know you need to do, but you cannot seem to start doing the things that will bring you closer to that goal, if you find yourself putting things off, if you find yourself researching for hours, for days, or even months, gathering knowledge on how to start something so it can be perfect, but you're not actually implementing any of the things that you're learning. In other words, your perfectionism is just causing you to procrastinate in the form of research. If this sounds like you and you are ready to actually start taking action, then I created a free guide on the 3 steps that I used to beat procrastination and start working on my goals and getting everything on my to-do list done. So if you want that, just go to secluredthoughts.com/procrastination and I will send you the guide. The link will also be in the description. Previously on Secluded Thoughts. Like one time, I literally tried to throw something in the trash from my car. I got Starbucks, I think, and I drove up next to a trash can. And it wasn't that close. I tried to throw it in and then it missed and it fell on the ground. And it was in a park, I think. So now I'm like, do I get out? Do I put the car in park? Get out. Go pick this thing up and throw it in the trash. Or do I just drive off because there's a car behind me? And I literally had to pause for a few seconds because I really didn't want to get out. But I ended up getting out of the car and I threw it away in the actual trash can. And it's so small. This is so small, but what I want you to take away from this is there was nobody watching me, right? There was nobody watching me. There was nobody around. The car that was coming wasn't that close to me to see what had happened, but I saw it approaching in the distance. And it was like an off-road in a park, so it wasn't like I was on a main road in traffic. Nobody was watching me. I was the only one accountable for myself in that moment. I was the only audience that I had. And I had to make a decision. I could have easily just left it. But I chose to do the right thing even when nobody is watching. Because I trust and I would like to believe that in me doing the right thing when nobody is looking, that it would be easier for me to do the right thing when everybody's looking, because that's just who I am, because I practice it consistently and daily, if possible, when nobody is looking, in the big things and the little things. So that's what I want you to think about in your life. It might be something like the trash example. It might be that same example, or it might be something else. It might be something bigger. It might be something smaller, but there are many opportunities in our lives where we have to choose. Do we do the right thing when no one is looking, or do we just act like it didn't happen and go on with our lives? I want you to understand that when you do the latter, which is, you know, ignore it, act like it didn't happen, just leave things how they are, you are casting a vote for the identity that is not in alignment with who the best version of yourself is. You are choosing to go against that. And that is a habit that you are forming, and that habit will be applied in many other areas. Now you think it doesn't matter, but when it does matter, it would be a lot harder to do the right thing for big things if no one is looking, because you're so used to just doing the bare minimum and letting things slide and not doing the right thing. It's not a good habit to practice. It's not a good thing to do. Practicing doing the right thing when no one is looking, even for small things like making sure I don't leave my trash lying around for somebody else to pick up, really helps me when it's time to make those bigger decisions. Like, don't be the type of person who would pick up the trash when other people are around because you want to impress them or set some type of good example, and you know damn well that if you were by yourself, that is not what you would do. Because now you are being fake. Now you are performing. Now you are people pleasing. Now you are sending your representative to act in a way that doesn't even truly represent who you are. And yes, you might be the only one that knows it, but at the end of the day, because you know it, that's going to affect your confidence and that's going to affect your self-esteem. You might think you're fooling people, but it's going to negatively impact you, because now when you have to say affirmations that are in alignment with the best version of yourself, when you have to say affirmations to boost yourself, when you have to, you know, be confident in yourself to do something, when you have to now trust yourself for something else, there's so much resistance and internal conflict, because all of the actions that you have taken thus far does not align with those affirmations. And yes, the affirmations, you have to say it until, you know, you start to embody it, etc. But I'm saying, when you constantly do those things that take a vote against the type of person you are trying to become, it makes it significantly harder when it's time to do the important things. Even when nobody is looking, it does affect you. It does impact you. And yeah, there are other reasons why people have imposter syndrome or why they doubt themselves, right? I'm not saying this is the main reason. I'm just saying this is a part of it, okay? So disclaimer there. But that's why people feel like they might not deserve certain things, or they might not want to hype themselves up, or they might want to be more humble than usual about certain things, because you know you are sending a representative. You know you only put your best foot forward when you have an audience, when somebody else is looking, when you have to impress somebody, or when money is tied to it, when your income is tied to it, right? People have to dangle certain things over your head. They have to dangle a carrot over your head, so to speak, to get you to act the way you're supposed to act, because you're not able to do it for yourself. You have to learn how to do these things for yourself when nobody is looking, simply because that is the type of person you are trying to become. And the good news is, if you are able to do some of those things when you're in the presence of other people, the good news is, number one, you know what the right thing is, right? So it's not like you're clueless or ignorant, right? You just have a problem choosing to make the right decision when you're alone. So the good news is, number one, you know the right thing to do. And number two, you have the ability to do it, and you do have a record of doing it. Even if it's only part of a performance for other people, to put your best foot forward in front of other people, you still have a record of doing it. You know what to do. You have done it before. Now you just need to practice doing it when nobody is around, because who you are when no one is around is who you truly are. When you don't have to do anything to impress other people, when you can just relax and be yourself, that's when your true self comes out. Thanks for tuning in to this week's recap. If you enjoyed that snippet, make sure you check out the full episode listed in the title and the description. And tune in every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays for more recaps. Also, if you know someone who needs to hear this, make sure you share this episode with them. Or if you would like to share it with your followers, because maybe you think a few people who follow you should probably hear it for whatever reason, screenshot the episode and share it on your Instagram story and tag me at secluded.thoughts. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and a written review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. And I will talk to you on the next episode. If there is something that you really want to do, that you know you need to do, but you cannot seem to start doing the things that will bring you closer to that goal, if you find yourself putting things off, if you find yourself researching for hours, for days, or even months, gathering knowledge on how to start something so it can be perfect, but you're not actually implementing any of the things that you're learning. In other words, your perfectionism is just causing you to procrastinate in the form of research. If this sounds like you and you are ready to actually start taking action, then I created a free guide on the 3 steps that I used to beat procrastination and start working on my goals and getting everything on my to-do list done. So if you want that, just go to secluredthoughts.com/procrastination and I will send you the guide. The link will also be in the description.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.